The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay, this is Ralph Winterroad, and I'm sitting in today for John Stottmiller. He's off doing something else. So, amazing information again today. It just never ends, I'm telling you. I'm coming for these folks. There is a way, definitely, to sue these people on COVID-19 nonsense. There is a way to sue IRS agents nonsense. I quit the Internal Revenue Criminals in 1995, and I had a company. I got involved with Joyce Riley and spent many tens of thousands of dollars. But anyway, after 3 years, they had to take my $2 million grossing business down to $500,000, and I lost my support for software. That's all right. No complaints, because she had thousands of vets. Same kind of thing. It was another bioweapon called Hurler syndrome. And it's another lie today. But what's amazing is, and I'd like to have, if anybody out there can explain to me how a federal agency is authorized and empowered over our life, liberty, and property that don't hold a public office, they're not elected. We have a 44 U.S.C. 3502. That's 44 U.S.C. 3502. Lists a whole laundry list of them that are called external regulatory entities or external establishments. They don't sit in the Constitution. They're not authorized by the Constitution of the United States, which is its correct and proper name. It is not the U.S. Constitution. It is not the United States Constitution. The Constitution of the United States is an organic document, and it covers the main body and amendments 1 through 12. 13 and up are not organic amendments. They call them articles. They actually put it right in the... Anybody ever read the 13th and the 14th and those? They call them articles. They're not calling them amendments. And they're under the plenary power of Congress to legislate. Now, you know, last time I checked, I don't really think in the Bill of Rights, Congress has the power to legislate. That's not there. The 10th Amendment was very clear. What isn't in Article 1, you can't do. We reserve to the several states and to the people. Very clear. So the question becomes again, why are so many people have no clue what to do against these COVID-19 idiots? They're not idiots. They're satanic they're demons, shape changers. I don't know what they are. They're evil. I can tell you they're of Satan. There's no doubt about that, because they're out to kill us and do all sorts of things to us. And it's, I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. Drop Fox, drop all the other TV stations. There's a couple other places, but Frank Speech is the only TV place I go. Frank Speech. I can't even stand to listen to what we call conservative radio. We used to have Rush Limbaugh. I don't know who took over his slot. I haven't listened to him for a long time. Hannity, I don't listen to him, because he has that Lindsey Graham out all the time. Oh, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, boy. If you had to do it now, if you knew now what you knew, if you knew then what you know now, would you have signed that FISA thing? What kind of a stupid question any lawyer that would ask that type of a question? Have you heard any of the FISA judges sanction anybody? Try lying to one of these judges who are not doing what they want. They sanction you. Oh, no, there's not one sanction for anything that these people... wonder why that is. It's a fact. They say, oh, gay John Roberts, he's gay. Got a cover family. He appointed the FISA court people. I wonder why that is, that nothing's happening over there, you suppose? We're in trouble, folks. But like Jose, I think it's Jose 4 or 6, my people die for a lack of knowledge. And I have been working. I understand. Got another understanding today. This morning I got up at 1 o'clock chasing. I really have pounded the Federal Register Act, which I'm going to go over, and I'm going to go over the Administrative Procedures Act. How do you fight a federal agency? And I went into Westlaw, and I stumbled across this document. It's called Senate Document, S period document number 248, 79th Congress, 2nd Session, 1946. 458 pages, I found out. Now, it cited 71 cases, case law. Okay, 11 administrative things, 31 secondary sources, that is law reviews and stuff, in 165 briefs, so there's a few people out there know what it's all about, 54 trial documents, in total, 625 public records reference this thing. And I said, okay, well, what's all right? Says it's legislative history. No, it's not there. I've read all the legislative history of the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act. I want to know, if I am going to be a dang slave, I want to know, by what authority are you authorized and empowered over my life, liberty, and property? That's the question I just come to me a long, long time ago. Anytime I'd go into one of these offices and they'd say, well, this is the way it is. I said, oh, great. I said, I know you've been very highly trained on this. I would like to know the regulation or the statute that you're running under. Because I'm sure you've been trained to know what it is. And I sit there with a, dum-dum. Of course, I've been thrown out of a lot of places. These child slavers, I've been escorted out with the police. I've been escorted out of the United States District Court in Anchorage. Because I was enlightening those people when they got around and went in and did their naturalization and took the oath to become a citizen of the United States of America. And right outside the door, they get them to sign up says to be a citizen of the United States. Is there a difference? Oh, night and day. Is there a difference between good and evil? Yep. One can't exist without the other. It's like day or light and dark. Oh, yeah. Marshals escorted me out. That whole place evidently is all wired, probably, because they knew what I was doing. And they said, you can't be talking to these people. I said, why can't I be talking to them? Why can't I tell them what a citizen of the United States is? I didn't know as much as I know now. Now I know too much about it. Fear not. 365 times in the Bible. And I tell you, if you watch Frank's speech, if you understand what is going on, I just went down and exercised my right of the elective franchise. I just did it. Right of suffrage, elective franchise. I'm the only guy in Alaska that actually did it right. You know why? And I've got to redo this because I put into the public record as self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7, that I am a citizen of Alaska, domiciled in Alaska, and I've been here, I forget, it's got to be 30 or 60 days. And they took it. I even give them my status. I even got a, quote, driver's license. I scratched out citizen of the United States, put down citizen of Alaska. This is why they wanted the motor voter registration thing. Because one level down from the driver's license in Alaska, it goes to the National Voter Registration Act, which goes to Congress. And it says, I'm a citizen of the United States, but it's worse than that. There are no elections today for any state officers. There's no elections for any constitutional officers in any of the several states. Am I drunk? Can I prove it? Well, they print it. You see, I love confessions. I got loose lips, and I cannot keep government secrets, and I use Westlaw. I figured out how to get what I want out of Westlaw. I don't do what the lawyers do. I do word searches. I can tell somebody in 50. I don't know why people don't get 4 or 5 or 10 people get together and get a subscription. They don't like you to share it, but that don't mean you can't have one guy do it or have somebody else log in and just say you're Joe Blow. Everybody's Joe Blow. But I don't know. I don't know why. Because I can guarantee you in the day of computers, I can do more in 10 seconds than if I had 1,000 lawyers running down to the law library in the UAA. And that's a fact. Because I can search, word search through all this stuff. All these law reviews and all kinds of stuff. The legislative history, I have to download it, but then I can go search it with a computer. And if you don't have a, you're not doing it that way, you have no chance. Because you're up against the satanic devil. He's a liar. Most of these attorneys, I talk to the Westlaw attorneys that help you reference this. They're always very helpful, very polite. They want you to rate them. They're very good. But I always just ask, you know, if you had any training on administrative law? No. They don't have a clue. I have the first year law book. They don't know what I'm talking about. And we are being ruled by federal agencies. And nobody knows how they got there and what to do to go after them. Does the CDC have any power? Legislative power? Well, I got this document. I couldn't get it out of Hines Online, the guy that, because I have the congressional record of about 1900 through 1946 that I figured out a way to pay a guy to get it out, because Hines Online is the only place you can get all of the congressional record, and they don't want you to have complete years, because that's a no-no. I talked to Senator Stevens when he was like, oh, let's go to the UAA library. There's about 100 feet, 4 shelves of books. I'm going to find something in there. I did for a little while, because that's all I had. That was a long time ago. That was back in the 90s. on the Social Security Act. But I just go to, you can go to the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and say you'd like to see the National Voter Registration Act in your state. It's there. Guaranteed. And you can go to 52. Did I just turn off my audio here? No, I guess I didn't. I saw a thing come up. Go to 52, USC, United States Code, 20502. Definitions. Always go to definition. This is what these people operate on, these criminals. What we think a word or phrase means is given a new exclusive definition for that chapter or whatever. It says the term state means a state of the United States, which means you're like a municipal entity and the District of Columbia. How can the District of Columbia be equal to a state of the United States? Does that tell you, is that a clue? It's an and. Doesn't say or, and. And it says above the term federal office, the election, it says has the meaning stated, and you have to go to another one, 5 U.S.C. 52 U.S.C. section 30101. That's for the definition of election. And they say the term federal office has the meaning in that, 52 U.S.C. 30101. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. What does it say? Well, you go to the thing, the term federal office means the office of the president or vice president or senator or representative or delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. You see anything in there about the several states? No. And if you pull up, I'll give you the stuff. If you're listening and you want it, you have to email me and tell me what you're looking for. 185 ALR, which is American Law Review, Fed, 155. It was originally published in 2003. It says right in there. The vote, 15th Amendment, the right to vote. Just means when you go up to the building, we can't have any of those white folks or those black folks or those yellow folks or those pink folks or whatever flavor they are standing outside to keep you from getting in the building. But once you're inside, it says that there's nothing that entitles you to the elected franchise. Just means that they can't keep you out of the building. There's no discrimination on getting into the building to, quote, vote. But who is entitled to cast a vote is called political rights. And if you've never read it, I highly recommend you send me an email and I will send you a case, Supreme Court, about 1879. It's a case of Virginia, In re, Virginia. They line it out very, very clearly, very succinctly. They say social rights is nonsense. What is social rights? Social justice. What is that? Everything is social. There's social justice or equity. What is equity? That's what's fair. There's no common law. There's no statute. It's what I think is fair. Back on it. Nobody up in this world.
No reason to get excited.
Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, we're back here, and this is Rob Winroad. I'm sitting in for John Stapmiller. Republic Broadcasting operates like I do on donations. Well, if you want to hear this, I'm doing something, and I'm not bragging at all. It's not bragging at all. I have a duty. I was given this ability to read this stuff and study it. And we need to spread real, factual, documented evidence. You see the matrix? We're in it, basically. Machines are trying to take over. Supposedly, they're going to start, AI is going to take over and start in January. They're already made. That's not a makeup stuff. But they're here, folks. If we don't do something by the end of the year, we probably better start studying Revelations really close. Communism is here. There is four retired FBI people coming out, and they're going to have a town hall type thing with Lindell. They say the DOJ, FBI, White House. They're taken over by communists. Have you seen anybody get prosecuted for doing any crimes? We got Black Lives Matter burning buildings down, but I can't go in without a mask. You can't make this stuff up. Where are the people fighting this, though? I mean, some of them are finally starting to wake up, thank goodness. But if we don't get off our tushes and get out there and fight. I went and voted down here today. I asked them, I said, hey, did the winner been cleared with China? One of them chuckled. They don't even have a clue what I'm talking about. No idea. I asked, what kind of machine is Dominion? I said, oh, the one that's suing everybody. She looked at me like, boo-roo. Where do these people live? I got a thing from the Republican Party. Democratic Party is satanic. Them, the Republicans are in bed with them because they don't do nothing. Most of them. How come nobody, how can I have inalienable rights under my creator in a republic if the election of Mike Lindell, 80% of it, the rigging came from China. Communists. Does any wonder how we got these blithering evil people in charge of some of these cities and counties and all this stuff? It's rigged. Just like our quote, kangaroo judges up here in Alaska. They always just barely seem to make it, but nobody likes them. How does that work? This is just beyond belief. But it's here. Fear not, though. Get in bed. And I have information, and I am going to put it out. But it's just like on this voting thing. It's all rigged. They flipped 28,000 votes in Alaska. Just Alaska alone. Trump won, but they cheat. If your and my vote, it's called political rights, and we're supposed to be qualified electors. You can't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if the computers are rigging it. Not going to happen. Mike Lindell's right on it. If we don't stop this, everything is out the window. We're done. And the Islam, the communists, they're all in bed together, these globalists. They're all arms of Satan. Pope over there, he's over there rubbing up in elbows with a guy that people in Pelosi that want to kill children, even after they're out of the womb, sitting on it. You just can't make this stuff up. You just can't. But people are like that. They're just evil, pure evil. But what do you do to fight them? That's what's so amazing. I hear all this. Well, the CDC did a mandate. Did everybody ever look up what the word mandate means? Mandate means an order from a judge of competent jurisdiction that has a judgment. It also means an emperor that has a bunch of slaves, which are we. CDC is not a court of competent jurisdiction. It is a federal agency under HHS. It is a federal agency. So what power do they have? How do you fight them? You can't fight them with code, because guess who makes laws of the United States? Even though technically that's long gone too, since 1936. We have public law now. We don't have laws of the United States, but let's just say we do, because that's another issue. Let me stay on point. Who makes laws of the United States? Well, we're told that the House of Representatives, they have to actually have a vote and count peoples. They don't do a voice vote, do they? I guess I don't know. When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, Karen. This is Ralph Winterroad. I'm from John Stoutmore. And there's a war going on, a different kind of war. There's a bio war going on. There's an economic war. There's all types of, to bring our whole everybody to get just where you want to throw up your hands. Shortages of food, all sorts of things. And this is a communist game plan. It's worked. And they got it by lying and cheating. And we got so many people that are in on it, or they got something on them, they got no backbone, they don't fight. I just can't believe what's going on. But how do we, what do we do? How, what, you know, what I can tell you, if first of all, you have to understand, the House of Representatives has to have a manual vote. The Senate has to have a manual vote. And the President of the United States has to sign or veto, and he gets overruled by a two-thirds of the House and Senate. That is procedure. They can do all kinds of resolutions and all kinds of other nonsense, but it doesn't have, it's not a law of the United States. This is what we're taught in school. The House, the Senate, and the governor or the president. How come we don't know anything about federal agencies? That's all we hear. ATF, they're doing nonsense. Rick in Georgia, question, comment?
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you very much for all your hard work. I am ignorant of court procedure, but the brief you're going to file, is that requesting a preliminary hearing in like a federal district court or what?
I'm sorry, say that first part. I didn't quite catch what you just said.
The brief that you're going to file?
Oh, it's going to be a complaint into the District Court of the United States. It's technically the United States District Court. Is in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. I've got the courts admitting the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary absolute power of Congress. And they print it, by the way, in the code. If you go look at 28 U.S.C. 132C, judicial power of a district court. Judicial power is something reserved to governments. There's legislative power, executive power, and judicial power. So what is the Constitution of the United States says judicial power of the United States. That's the government of the United States. It's in the Constitution a couple times. So what is judicial power of a district court? I finally found it. And it says the judge represents the court, and the court is under the absolute plenary power of Congress, and it says it is a legislative court, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's called a tribunal. And they print it.
Okay. So I take you're going to be arguing in front of a judge. And I was wondering if at some point, if it goes forward far enough, are you going to get to present your evidence in front of an actual jury? Because from what I've learned in the past few years, judges don't know law. They know procedure, but they don't know
law. Let me tell you how this is going to work out. Number one, you never surrender. Number two, nobody ever brings the right argument in front of the court. Number three, right now, sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States, we filed in a writ for a petition for a writ of certiorari on no constitutional courts and the IRS. We just filed last Friday a petition for rehearing just on the IRS, because I know the Supreme Court can't touch that we don't have any constitutional court, because that makes everything that's gone on, that exposed the whole thing. So we got to fight that at the lower level and fight it with people that start to learn what's going on. And I have a brief on this, 998-page brief or appendix, and about 100-page complaint. You're welcome to it. Just send me an email, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I timeline it out how they did it with their stuff. I got it out of Westlaw. It's their stuff. There are no constitutional courts, but with that doesn't mean we don't go in there. But the thing is, if you're going to fight a federal agency, what you cannot do is use United States Code, because that is irrelevant. These people, these things, they sit outside the Constitution. Think, picture them as they sit in China. Congress has to invite them in. They either invite them in with a limited delegation of power or a general. And what I found in this other document, which is one of the things that I'm going to be talking about, what I found today, they call it administrative legislation. Now, I got a question. Is administrative legislation legislative power? How do they get the authority to make legislation of any type? And if they're doing it, how do they do it? Aren't those fair questions?
Oh, yeah.
They are. I want to know how you're doing this. How do you think you can reach down and tell me, because in the Administrative Procedures Act, it says they can seize our property. They can deny us rights. Really? I don't think so. And people have been trying, fighting this for decades. And some of the early people, you've got to admire them. I don't know how they got that much information without a computer.
Right.
What, but I can tell you right now. Pardon?
One more quick question. Are the states set up the same way, state agencies set up along the same basis as the federal agency?
Yes, the thing to remember, only the federal, the courts of the United States have to have law and equity separate. These cases, these states started, New York, back about 1849, somewhere along in there, they started doing one form of action where there's no law and there's no equity. Just, we put it all together. Now, why do we have law and equity? Law, it means there's statutory law and there's specific statutes. Equity is where there is no statutory law, but there is, we want to have a fair result to something. By saying, well, this isn't quite right, and so we take, you know, this isn't right, so we're going to rule in your favor. And that's why they talk about equity today, because there's no law. What they're using is what's called identity politics, social justice. It's like a blackbird and a starling getting together. Well, the blackbird says, oh, no, this is what I want to do. The starling says, I want to do this. The cardinal says, I want to do this. The eagle comes along and says, no, my identity politics is I'm going to eat you all. It's called identity politics. That's social justice. That's not inalienable rights. Inalienable rights, we're all created equal. Period. Social justice, we're not.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world.
I've got cases. I've been in the middle of all. I've had three FBI stings against me. I've learned a lot. The one thing I did learn the hard way: those that will not work to save themselves walk away. They're just like a lemming going over the cliff. You say, "Wait, let me know how it turns out." You never hear from them. Say, "Levy." That's a fact.
Well, watch your back, sir. I don't want to hear that you disappeared somewhere.
Well, I tell you, I'm in this. Like I say, what are they going to do? When you get rid of the fear, what are they going to do to you? James in Vancouver, question or comment?
I was a paralegal for 10 years in the 1990s, and the lawyer I was working under used to go to Washington all the time to handle business and whatnot. And a lot of people have a short memory. They think, well, oh, no, China doesn't get involved. Well, hell, China was giving Billy Bob Clinton money for his election. He got away with it. And, all these international outfits, they all want to get into America, right? Because America is, still the Big Apple. And I'm hearing them talking even the last couple of days, oh, China wouldn't do this. Oh, China wouldn't do that. Oh, China, you see, it's all BS. That I had to experience going to college back 50 years ago when all these radical professors were walking the halls and you had the students just falling all over. Oh, this guy, he's so great. He knows all about it and blah, 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 you see. And
they create chaos. They've done different ways to do it. In our country, it's against the race. They use racism. They get everybody so pissed off at everybody else, then they offer, hey, here's utopia. Yeah. Here it comes along. We're all going to be equal. We're going to sing, come my eye, and go off into the sunset.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to be the way it's going to be, because they're all going to start fighting with each other as soon as, things don't go their way. I've seen it. Up front, I had a friend. He was an honor student. I mean, he got the highest awards in the province where I was, and he became He became a Marxist. He could have done anything. He could have been a doctor. He could have, you know, whatever he wanted. He had a he had a 99% average coming out of high school, and he of course, he got the government scholarships.
Well, the thing is, these people around these colleges piled higher, deeper, has a real good meaning. They get educated beyond the level of even common sense and critical thinking.
Well, we could use some common sense right now, and I'm just saying, if people would remember back 30 years ago, that Clinton organization, and I wondered, I thought my lawyer buddy was maybe off the deep end, but he was talking to lawyers in Washington, D.C., when all of this Lewinsky thing was going on and what have you, and I couldn't believe it because I was watching CNN. I wasn't in the country. I was overseas. But one thing about lawyers is lawyers talk to lawyers about their cases. Now, they may not mention all the details, but sooner or later, the lawyers know what's going on with this guy, this lawyer, and who he's handling and what have you. Judges talk to judges. Now, lawyers can't talk to judges, like, on an equal basis, right? So, sooner or later, it all gets around. And I'll tell you just one last thought. Where I am, I was going to say up here, but you're above me. You're up there. I'm down here. Is the rule of thumb? The rule of thumb in court here in Vancouver is, if you're a lawyer, is throw your client under the bus. That's the rule, because you want to kiss the rear end of the judge for your career, right? Now the time was when. I'm an advocate. I got to go in there and fight for my client. But I'm talking to people involved in real estate, and they're not super rich. There's the medium rich. And one guy, he said, I asked if I could go to the washroom. And they said, yeah, you can go. And when you come back, we'll give you a judgment. Well, he came out of the washroom. His lawyer, a woman, walked up to him in the hall and says, well, they've decided already. You know?
Right.
He was. Yeah. So,
well, let me get back on what how we can fight these guys, because I appreciate what you're doing, because it's we're in trouble, and Canada's really in trouble too.
Oh yeah, the whole it's all a big mess, and it's going communist, like you said. It's
that's
going
already
like
there.
Bullet.
They're just trying to put in the finishing touches and get what they call when the Bolsheviks took over. They call them useful idiots.
Yeah.
When they get in
apparently
power, the ones that help get them in power, they go and they wax them.
Yeah, you can't get on a ferry now here without taking the shot, okay? Or a train or something like that. So it's just a question of time before they, you know, start doing totally. It's all crazy.
Just a question, I got to go. Do you watch Frank's speech, Eddie?
Frank's speech. Which is that?
That's Mike Lindell's TV. You really want to watch Frank's speech. There's all kinds of people on there. These are some of the top physicians in the whole world. I mean, it's just, this is real facts, the real stuff. They talk about the patents, they're printing, what they're doing, this COVID-19. It was all man-made. It's all the SARS.
Yeah.
But there's patents, 70-some patents on it.
Yeah.
And they even talk about how they're going to get around and take AI and controls. I mean, and they're making money. Fauci and all these other people, they got patents. They print it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned. I tried to explain to somebody on the radio network yesterday. I said, you're going to kill off half the population of the United States, let's say. What are you going to do for an economy? And this guy says, oh, well, it's going to go to AI. And I said, well, AI are robots. They don't buy things. What are a bunch of robots? That's not going to solve the problems for humanity, right?
The United States is going to start implementing that in January. They've already said so. So, anyway, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I want to get back here. I want to have time to finish what I'm doing here. So, it's just unbelievable. But people don't know. Why would anybody, if you have one watching Frank's speech, Karen Kingston, Peter, can't think of the heart guy, Dr. Malkovich, Dr. Tenpenny. These are people that are at the top of the heap. They're talking with Fox. It's death. It's a bioweapon. And these patents and stuff, they admit it's a bioweapon. And even Pfizer and them admit themselves it's a bioweapon. Why would I take a bioweapon? Why would I like to die? And then I saw where the lot numbers are traced, some lot numbers where if you get this lot number, the deaths are way up. So there's some of them, they're not programmed. The stuff in them is not all the same.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I'm going to go over this next hour. How do we fight a federal agency? There's only one thing that you can use against a federal agency. And that's what's published in the Federal Register. That is their world. They do not live in the world of code. Those are called laws of the United States that supposedly codify. That's where Congress lives. Congress doesn't come after us. They send after these agencies. See, Congress can't reach you and me. They can control certain things, interstate commerce, a few things like that. That's fine. But the police power is supposed to reside in the several states. So after the Civil War, they flipped everything. They called it the Reconstruction Acts. And they made a citizen of the United States that is under in D.C., is pure and clean, qualified elector. A citizen of the United States is under the absolute plenary power of Congress, has no right to a constitutional court, has no protection for taxation without representation. Supreme Court has ruled over and over, says if you are domiciled in D.C., this is the way it is. So now why would I sign up to be a citizen of the United States? 14 Stat 27, 1866, have the same rights as a white citizen. That's still in the code today. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. Have the same rights as a white citizen. That's the first Civil Rights Act for the Negroes. They put it into the 14th Amendment. Then in 1870, they come along, and by the way, they said, blacks, you know, we can naturalize you and you'll be equal in all respects, but we don't talk about that. Because they had to get the statutory, godless civil rights made up that has no political rights, has no inalienable rights. The law of nature, nature's God, that's inalienable rights. Civil rights, everybody's got. Corporations have it. Citizens of the United States have it. Citizens of the several states have it. It's in the Constitution, by the way, the privileges and immunities of the several states. So why do we have a citizen of the United States? That is under the absolute plenary power of Congress. And what it is, it's about granting benefits, and then we can control every aspect of your life. You have no right to own property. We don't own our cars. I finally got that figured out and can prove it. God, I worked on that for years. And it was so simple. Just had to go over to the dealer and I signed away. Every new car is signed away. Attorney in fact contract. It's like an express contract. I get back a piece of paper and a tag and that. So I'm getting a benefit and they're getting my car. But the MSO that I didn't even know existed long time ago, I do now because I've got copies of it. That's whoever holds that piece of paper, that car is all yours. That's why there's no right to travel, because we're all driving government-owned in cars. That's right in the act. Back in a minute.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.